If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello,
hello,
hello,
hello,
hello,
hello,
hello,
hello,
hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello,
hello,
hello,
hello,
hello, hello,
hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello,
hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Oh yeah. If you're listening to us right now with headphones on, this sounds really good, doesn't it? Yeah. Guar, guar. Anyway, welcome to the day. We have so much to talk about. You know what? Not all of it's fun and frivolity. We go to Froggy. By the way, Froggy, just got a text from someone in Melbourne, Florida. On the way for their last Publix run, yep. Before it gets really, really bad there. Let's check in with Frog to see what the latest is with Ian and everything around Ian. What's going on?
As of the 8 o'clock update, still sustained winds have reached 155 miles per hour. To put that into perspective, Cat 5 is 157 miles per hour. In U.S. history, only four hurricanes on record have ever made U.S. continental landfall with a maximum sustained winds of 155 plus. That's the Labor Day storm of 35, Camille in 69, Andrew in 92, and Michael in 2018. This would be the fifth most powerful storm to hit land if it stays as it's forecasted to do right now. The 8 a.m. advisory is officially out. 155 sustained, 190 gusts, expecting landfall this afternoon in Punta Gorda, Florida, right around 2 p.m. This storm's on the same track that Charlie was on in 2004. And to put that into perspective, 11,000 homes were destroyed in 2004. Ian is bigger, it's slower, and it's going to be more powerful when it comes ashore in Punta Gorda this afternoon.
Scary stuff.
Yeah,
you just hit some nerve in my brain, in my heart. I remember I was in Miami during Andrew.
Oof.
That was a frightening one. And we were together several years ago for the one that wasn't that bad. Which one was that?
That was Irma.
Irma.
Another ice storm.
Yeah. Well,
Froggy, yeah, I know you're up in St. Augustine and Jacksonville, so it's going to be just a lot of rain for you guys, right?
Yeah, the rain bands are starting to move in now. We're getting little gusts and little rain bands now, and that will continue from now through, they say, Friday morning about 2 or 3 a.m. is when the storm should be out of our area. So it's just time to do what you can do, be safe, and let's worry about our people who are really taking the brunt of the storm down in Southwest Florida.
Hi, Michelle. How you doing right now?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Did I read your text on our show?
Yes, you did.
Which one?
I'm from Florida, but I was the one that got proposed to on the Alaska cruise. But now I'm getting ready for this hurricane.
Oof. Wow. So what's more fun, proposals for marriage or a hurricane?
I think we should combine them. Right? That sounds
fun. They're very similar. There's a thin line.
One's going to turn into the other anyways.
Exactly. Oh, you texted in saying you're doing your last Publix run before you hunker down.
Yes. I just went to Publix. It's starting to get pretty windy, rainy. I got some Pop-Tarts, some buy one, get one things, you know, all the good snacks. Probably going to eat them all before I'm even home.
You know, when I was in town with Froggy, we were in Miami for Irma. We ate like, I mean, it was almost as if we were preparing our livers for foie gras.
Right. Oh, yeah. We went the goose night and got... We got crumble cookies last night, so we're prepared with those. We've got a whole fridge full of food.
Wow. Yes.
Hopefully the power doesn't go out.
Well, there you go. Michelle, in all sincerity, please be careful. Are you a little nervous? Are you a little nervous?
No, I've been through many of these before. We got our two dogs that will protect us from, you know, the wind, hopefully.
Hurricanes are afraid of dogs. I know.
Right.
You have your friends with you, and that's all that matters. Michelle, all the best to you, and I expect you to give us a little text tomorrow and the next day. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. So Rob Shooter is here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Naughty and nice.
Naughty and nice.
All at the same
Naughty
time.
Naughty and nice. I try to be.
So this is going to be a great break, by the way. If you're listening to us right now, which makes sense if you're hearing me say that, Rob's going to talk about his list, and then Danielle has a list, and you guys can work together on this. Are you okay with that, Danielle?
Yeah, of course.
All right, this is pretty good. So it's now time for Rob. He has his own theme, written by Barry Manilow.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice with Rob.
You won't believe what I had to do to get him to do that. That's a different story.
All right. So your list is throbbing.
Lots and lots.
Where do you want to start?
Let's do some royal exclusives up front. So I love bringing you news you're not going to hear anywhere else. My sources in London tell me they are planning to do a big tour of America, William and Kate.
Oh, good.
We'll be coming here.
We love them.
We love them. Glamorous, young, beautiful. And I think they want to promote this new monarchy, this new King Charles III is a new crown, and they're very much part of that. He's next in line for the throne, so they're going to be coming here. I don't know yet what cities, what states they're going to come to.
Will they maybe go to Montecito to visit Harry and Meghan?
If they come to America and they don't stop off at Harry and Meghan's, I think we're all going to be chitter-chattering. So hopefully that opportunity happens. I spoke to a friend of mine this morning in London who works for the royals, and they said that the funeral was sort of a missed opportunity. There was no private meetings. So I guess they were busy. There was a lot going on. But unfortunately, they didn't sit down and decide or talk about the future. So hopefully those brothers can figure it out.
Did she talk to the king? Because I thought that Meghan asked for a one-on-one.
Meghan asked. She actually wrote him a letter, which is apparently how she gets to meet her father-in-law. Like mine, I would just text. But Meghan had to send a letter. There wasn't a meeting. But in Charles's defense here, he was busy. So it was a busy day, I guess, being king. You know, he's not put on the crown yet, so he's still... He can't wear the crown until the coronation, which has not happened. So although he is the king, the crown is not on his head yet.
We have rules, people.
Gotta follow the rules. Gotta follow the rules.
Okay, so what else is on your list? I was watching this earlier. I do want to get to Hocus Pocus.
Ooh, I was there last night.
Not yet. Not yet. I know that we're all dying to see the new Hocus Pocus.
I saw it.
Let's move on to, Froggy. Let's move on to Tom Brady and Giselle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's going on? on, come on.
They're really fighting hard. My insiders tell me they do not want this marriage to end. If they wanted it to end, it would be very easy to end it. They've both got resources.
What are they fighting about?
I think that they've just grown apart. So there's no cheating. Let's be really clear about this. They want to make sure we all know neither one is cheating, just life is hard. And they've been married now for 13 years.
Right.
They both are incredibly busy with their careers. And so I think they just have to figure out some time to spend together. Now, was she happy that he went back to football without consulting her? Probably not. But it's not just that. I hear it's so much bigger. But I'm hearing right now, Froggy, they've left and are heading to Miami to get out of the storm's way.
I was about to ask if Hurricane Ian could be the thing that forces them back together.
It could go either way, couldn't it? They hunkered down together in Miami. It could make them realize how much they love each other. Or 4 days locked in a house with you. Goodbye. No, I hope they'll make it. My sources are telling me they don't want this to end. They love each other. They have issues. But fingers crossed. I'm optimistic. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Very good.
I'd like to see them make it too. Yeah, they're practicing in Miami. Not sure if the game's going to happen Sunday night in Tampa or not, if they'll move it to Minneapolis.
Mm. Hey, okay, I have a question. A lot of press this week about Kelly Ripa's new book.
Yes.
And I know.
I ordered it.
You ordered it? Of course you did. What's the other book? You ordered another book at the same time.
Oh, yeah. The new Spice Girl one. Melanie C. Sporty Spice.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one I started last night.
Wow. Kelly Ripa, Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
Now, I know for a fact that when Regis left the show and Kelly Ripa stayed on, that they just never spoke.
Never spoke again.
A lot of Regis's friends were very, very pissed off that Kelly turned out to be kind of cold about that separation.
Yeah, we might have the same friends here. So what I'm hearing is that people are furious that she's speaking out about Regis. I think everything she said is truthful, at least from her perspective. She's claiming it was really difficult to have this TV relationship where you're thrown into it by producers, by people at the network. So suddenly this man that is much older than you meet, and then 5 days a week you sit next to them and you have to pretend to be best friends. She said, to the outside world, it all looked really organic, but it was really difficult. I'm reading her book now. She comes across terribly sympathetic in it. However, there are definitely sentences or two in this book that have upset the Regis friends. Regis is a legend at ABC, and people within the building are cross about this. And some are even saying it's not fair to tell stories about somebody that is no longer around to defend themselves.
But wait, au contraire, that's the time to do it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you. Keep listening to this show. The day I croak, the next day, they are going to talk smack.
Stop it.
Now, even though we know him and even though he works with us, how's the relationship from your sources between Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest?
They get along really well. I think they're a similar age. They have a lot in common. They just have stuff in common. Regis and Kelly did it. And this is interesting too. Ryan and Kelly are equals. Like, it was Kelly's show when Ryan joined. She's never felt like she was an equal with Regis, even down to the negotiations. She said it was kind of petty when she signed up. Her name had to be just a little bit smaller on the poster than Regis's. She wasn't allowed her own hair and makeup people. She had to use Regis's. And she couldn't even get an office. Regis had an office and she had a cubicle. So if you're going to put two people as co-hosts, you got to treat them equally. Wow. And she didn't feel like she was.
Danielle and Gandhi, do you have an office?
No.
Our name on the poster is a little small. I'm just
going to
say.
Wait, your name's on the poster?
I mean, and the morning. Isn't it And the Morning Show? Isn't that our name?
They are identified as And the Morning Show.
That's our name.
Can I just, like, in all of this, it does seem like she's being a little bit petty about stuff, because when you get an offer and you come into somebody else's show, like you just said, it's Ryan, it's Kelly's show now, and Ryan joined it. I mean, shouldn't you be grateful for the opportunity and work your way up to all of those other things as opposed to just expecting it as soon as you get there?
Yes, and she would argue that all of this is being taken out of context, and I have read the book. I'm reading the book right now. In context, it comes across much nicer than what I'm sounding like right now. It's terrible what I've done. But these are the stuff. When you write a book, you run to the index and you look who's in the book. So I went straight to the index. I saw Regis. I read those three pages. And then I read the book later on. So I think she knew this stuff was going to be pulled out. The book overall is delicious. Funny stories, delicious. But she's really honest. And I think that's what writing a book is probably about.
Yes.
It tells the truth.
Yeah. Very much so. Now, I know there's something else I wanted to ask you about. Thank God for answering all my questions. So Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Is trying to woo David Beckham into Scientology.
Another book, this wild book out by a former Scientologist.
Yeah, listen to this.
Telling all, and he's claiming that when he was in the Church of Scientology built a football field for Tom Cruise to woo David Beckham. The mistake they're making with this is when you retire from a job, you don't want a football field, you want a bakery. Like if they built a bakery or something.
Oh, I'd go. That
he wanted, I would join immediately. So lots of stories in the book, lots of stories about Tom Cruise. And it's a soft book on Tom, but it talks about Nicole Kidman was pushed out of that marriage because Scientology didn't appreciate her. But this story about David Beckham, and he's a world famous star, not just America, a star around the world. They wanted him to be part of the organization. He never joined, but they still have that football pitch.
Okay, so here's my question to everyone in the room. Yeah. Just as Tom Cruise tried to woo David Beckham into Scientology with a football field, a soccer field, what would it take to get you to roll to Scientology? Oh, it's scary. They'd have to build what?
They would have to build... I don't know, a candy factory.
Oh, candy factory. What about you, Straight Nate?
Oh, God, that's about bakery, candy factory. Yeah.
What about you, Danielle? What would Scientology have to build for you to woo you into the fold?
Okay, a shoe store that only I get to shop in that they replenish constantly with the latest fashions.
Yes, okay. What about you, Gandhi? What would get you into Scientology?
Oh, an animal sanctuary with elephants, raccoons, maybe some chinchillas,
right.
All the good stuff.
Yep. What about you, Frog?
A golf course with Tom Brady and Tiger Woods.
What about you, Elvis?
Oh, me? A bar with naked guys.
Yes!
I'd be a Scientologist. What about you?
What would get me into Scientology is David Beckham. Forget the football field. Just give me Mr. David Beckham.
I'm with you.
All right, excellent. Now, one more thing. Yes. We're all dying to see Hocus Pocus 2. You saw it last night?
Last night was the premiere here in New York. Bette was there, Kathleen and Jimmy. I saw Sarah Jessica Parker, too. She was there with Matthew. She never turns up with Matthew. It's fantastic. It's so naughty and cheeky and campy, and it's in on the joke. I would go as far as to say it's even better than the first.
Get out.
And I think it's because we fell in love with these characters over the last 20 years or so. We've watched this every Halloween, and it's just such a fun movie, and the ladies are really in it. They're giving it their all, and Bette's already started a rumor. I heard her last night saying there's going to be a third one.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I was so nervous it wasn't going to live up to the hype of the first one.
Right.
This is great.
And Rob, he's not going to sit here and sugarcoat this.
I'm a mean person.
You really are.
Like,
all right, now we continue with Danielle and Rob on the team as well, and all of us. We got more to do. We have a nice conversation, a little debate on the way, things on the way. Let's take a break and do some three things that we need to know with Gandhi. And then, we've got a busy hour ahead. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right. Hurricane Ian is only about 55 miles from the Florida Gulf Coast with maximum sustained winds now of about 155 miles an hour. Just 2 miles an hour.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With 5 irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With the weather getting nicer and longer days ahead, the last place you want to be stuck in is the grocery store checkout line. This spring, get HelloFresh and enjoy easy recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can savor farm fresh seasonal ingredients, wholesome recipes. You can whip them all up right at home, no shopping cart required. Plus, join today. You'll get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/Elvis. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription at HelloFresh.com/Elvis.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They've a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.